The Muskogee Nation moves to grant citizenship to freedmen following a court order, and the state offers grants for Oklahoma students' environmental projects. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Nick Daniels. Muskogee Nation leaders are changing tribal policy in response to a court order requiring freedmen to be given citizenship in the tribe. Sarah Lisi has more on a recent status report from the tribe.
Citizen means an enrolled Muskogee Indian by blood and an enrolled Creek freedman. That's what the newly proposed annotated Muskogee Nation Code says. But the tribal code is not official. It first needs approval from the National Council and Principal Chief David Hill. From there, the Tribal Nations Citizenship Board will also need to amend its internal policies and procedures to allow freedmen descendants to receive citizenship cards. It's unclear what the timeline will be for the changes to become law, but the tribe Supreme Court says the move must happen, and Muskogee officials must continue to demonstrate progress. I'm Sarah Lisi.
Arkansas regulators want to give an embattled treatment plant permission to handle more wastewater and release it into streams that flow into Oklahoma. Grayson Wheeler reports the city of Tulsa is challenging that expansion, saying it endangers residents' drinking water.
The Decatur Wastewater Treatment Plant takes care of sewage from two northwest Arkansas towns and a Simmons poultry processing facility. The treatment plant's demand has grown steadily over the past 5 years, and it entered a consent agreement with the state in 2024 over multiple Clean Water Act violations. In response to the growth, Arkansas issued a draft permit to the plant, allowing it to handle more waste. As first reported by nonprofit news outlet Arkansas Advocate, the city of Tulsa is now requesting a hearing over that permit, saying it will increase phosphorus pollution in the Uchi-Spavinaw watershed, where the city gets much of its drinking water. Tulsa sued Decatur, Simmons, and several of their poultry companies in 2003 over phosphorus pollution and says the new permit violates the terms of the settlement from that case. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Norman Public Schools has canceled classes next Friday due to the college football playoff game at the University of Oklahoma. The district says major traffic congestion, road closures, and crowds will limit travel routes and impact transportation to and from schools. OU plays Alabama at 7 o'clock on December 19th. OU has also canceled classes and moved final exams on that day and suspended campus operations. Oklahoma teachers, student clubs, and youth groups can receive cash for environmental education. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports on a grant program from the State Department of Environmental Quality.
Learning how to grow food or compost it, getting creative with recycling, and more. These are some examples of what educators can help their students achieve using the funding. Public and private school teachers, youth group leaders, and environmental clubs are eligible to apply. The project ideas need to have direct student involvement with ties to the curriculum and finish up by the end of the next school year. Of course, they also have to have a clear environmental focus. If chosen, projects can get anywhere between $200 and $2,500. Educators can expect a check by February. The grant applications, which are due by December 15th, are on the department's website. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.